Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Who's ready to talk about this debt ceiling, this debacle, this dumb deal debacle? Yeah. And I just saw, you know, Charles Payne was calling it a dumb deal. And Nancy Mace was saying that President Trump would never let this happen if he was in office. So we're going to talk about it. And last night I was pretty unhappy about it. And then I saw a video that I think will encourage you guys. It encouraged me that this is, they're really just destroying themselves, really, is what it's boiling down to. And to trust the plan. And, you know, this is what we do. We look at how this is biblical. And this is the end times for them. It's the end of it. This is the end of it. Anyway, we'll get to it right after the break.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet a suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey there, Patriots. We're gonna go through what's going on with this debt ceiling debacle. This is what Steve Bannon said this morning. Actually, let me pop real quick. This is my website. if you are new, definitely check into our website, freedomforce.live. We've been posting videos for 4 years about how this is biblical and the where we're headed with this. And it's to be set free from these criminals. Okay. And the history tells us that this regime cannot continue. Just like all the other empires have fallen, this one will fall. And guess what? The next one to happen, the next empire is the kingdom of Christ on earth. And that's what we talk about. When you go right here, freedomforce.live, when you scroll down, you'll see the three books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, End Times This is Biblical. This is what the Lord told us over and over and over in His Word. There's no doubt about it. All right. So the first thing, always when something's going on, we want to see what in the world does President Trump have to say. And so I'm going somewhere with this. It's like, what is this about? I thought we were talking about the debt. He says, 5 years ago today, it was my great honor to sign the Incredible Right to Try Act, where people who were seriously terminally ill are allowed to try promising medicines and treatments that are not yet approved for use. So incredible. Politicians have been trying for 52 years to get this approved by Congress, but to no avail. I got it done. Thousands of lives have been saved. So I was like, why are you not talking about this debt ceiling? Why are you talking about that? I mean, this is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful. I love this. I mean, it's amazing. But right now, why are you not talking about it? There's not a peep. Not a peep. Right now, this morning, actually, let me pop over there. The last thing I saw was Tom Fitton is over there talking about the worst scandal, government scandal in American history, that, you know, they're attacking President Trump, the secret group of prosecutors targeting President Trump. Okay, I got that. We got all that. You know, and he's going to be in Iowa, I think, tonight, just starting maybe or maybe tomorrow. Anyway, you know, he's going to be there to talk to us. Why are you not talking about this debt debacle? Interesting. He's not a peep. He's not saying a peep. All right. And that there's a reason for that. And I'm going to show you. He's got we think there's a clue on this that I think will encourage you. It did encourage me. So I'll show you that in just a second. But let's first talk about why we're here on fire and upset this morning. John Fredericks was really not happy. And Bannon said that he's completely on point. Absolutely on point. John Fredericks, sellout. Talking about McCarthy. This is what we were worried about. This is why we didn't want him as the Speaker of the House to begin with. This is the biggest, worst, most despicable sellout of our base in Republican history. We got nothing. What was the point of the bill we passed? It was pointless. It was pointless to go through all the machinations of making this bill if they were just going to toss it out and have whatever his name was, come in and write something completely different, negating everything that we had in our bill. It was a con job. They think we're freaking stupid because we work for a living. Now they'll pass it with Rhino and Democrat votes. You see all the Democrats who are coming out saying that, we love it. It's a blank check. They gave Biden a 2-year blank check. We need a GOP. What did I just say? We a 2-year blank check. Didn't this sound like ancient Rome? The destruction of ancient Rome? Doesn't it? Plus the debauchery. That was what was the destruction of the ancient Rome, was the debauchery and the financial mismanagement. They gave him a 2-year blank check. We need a GOP political revolt. Number one, vacate McCarthy ASAP. The problem is we've got 27 MAGA. You know, there's not going to be enough votes. I don't think. I don't know how else you vacate if they can do it. Actually, I need to go back and look at it. It looked like it would be a little bit easier to get him out. But anyway, I have to go back and look. They need to do it immediately. And actually, Matt Gaetz talked a little bit about that. Number two, primary every Republican who votes for this in a 2024 with all we've got. The thought of waiting until 2024 is a little bit maddening, I got to be honest. We've been lied to, misled, and played for John Fredericks, would you watch your language this morning? He's clearly not happy. He was tweeting this out. Their spin is pathetic. We're done with this. Yeah. Yeah. And the problem is then we go back to, if we have election fraud, then the whole thing is just a bunch of smoke and mirrors anyway. These people who are in here, likely in here because of election fraud, many of them. It's really, we're in a tangle. We're in a tangle. If it weren't for that this is biblical, there would be no hope. And that's why we're here. You know, that's why I've done the channel, is because to show this is biblical, literally, this is the great day. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. This is what, you know, it's, to be honest, you better hope I'm right. I am right, but you better hope I am. All right. So that was what John Fredericks was saying. And it is, it's aggravating, isn't it? Okay. I'm going to show you before we go on, I wanted to show you this one. Yeah. Matt Gaetz said, passing this debt deal without Republican majority would likely trigger an immediate motion to oust McCarthy. So Matt Gaetz said on Tuesday that passing a debt deal without a Republican majority would trigger an immediate motion to oust Kevin McCarthy. If a majority of Republicans are against a piece of legislation and you use Democrats to pass it, that would immediately be a black letter violation of the deal we had with McCarthy to allow his ascent to the speakership. And it would likely trigger an immediate motion to vacate. We'll see. I'm going to show you what happened yesterday on the Rules Committee. They always stack the deck. They always make sure that there are enough rhinos, enough of their people in these committees so that you can't get, you know, they couldn't stop it from going to the floor. I'll show you that. That thing aggravates you. I'm just telling you, get ready, because you're going to get aggravated when you watch that. All right. So anyway, so we need that. During the break, I'll try to figure out what is required on the motion to vacate and get him out of this position as speaker. The unfortunate truth is, at this point, to get this blank check, the Democrats would likely vote for McCarthy to stay in. Anyway. Sorry, I don't have all the details. I've forgotten. I've slept since then. Sorry, you guys. Anyway, so yeah. Steve Bannon. Actually, was there one more thing I want to show? Okay, that was it. So Steve Bannon's called this a bald-faced lie. Look at this. McCarthy put out, just confirmed by the nonpartisan U.S. CBO, they look at the numbers in this bill. This will be the largest spending cut that Congress has ever voted for in history, $2.13 trillion. Bald-faced lie. Bald-faced lie. Do they think we're stupid? And I guess they figure most people are low-information voters. They don't know. And that's our job, is to get the truth out and call him out as a liar. This is not true. So, I'll read this out, but I'll also play a little portion of what Steve Bannon said this morning. It's very simple. If the McCarthy deal had any of the $2.1 trillion in cuts, savings they brag about as historic, leadership would have kept in the cap, even raised the cap from $1.5 trillion. But put in a cap, these guys think MAGA is stupid. They know their cuts are all optics. And the tell is no cap on the debt ceiling for 2 years. When there's no cap, it doesn't matter. They can cut $50 trillion, whatever. But when there's no cap, they can then they add in $75 trillion. You see what I'm saying? It's all a sham and smoke and mirrors and a trickery. And we're Charlie Brown with the football. We're not going to kick that football again. We know how you play. This is why they fought so hard to keep, to make this deal and do the Rules Committee and do all this. And we still are getting, treated like this. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. All right, so I want you to see, this tells you pretty much what you need to know about Kevin McCarthy. I'm just going to say it. If he can't say no to Frank Luntz, then he can't say no to anybody who comes up to him, to whether it's Biden or anybody else. The man is controlled, unfortunately. He's controlled. We've known that. Yeah. There you go. So let's just listen to what President Steve Bannon had to say about this. And
because this is controlled opposition, they want to take the power away from you. They hate more than anything else, except for taxing their rich donors and making the rich donors pay for this woke and weaponized government that they so greatly love, right? They want it. They want the woke and weaponized. If the large donors, think about it, if the large donors didn't agree with the woke, why do we have the corporations? Look at the Mac Daddy on drugs right now. You got the whole Pride Month in June and all the fights at Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch and the fights at Target, the fights everywhere because they're up in your grill. You got the guy with the mustache, taking kids around Disneyland dressed up as, I don't know, one of the Snow White, right? You've got all that. Why? If you didn't have that, if the elites and the big donors were not in cahoots with the corporations with ESG and DEI and all that, you wouldn't have it. They absolutely are. They don't care. That's not about money. All they care about is their money. This folks, if they believed, if the establishment believed, when you call 202-225-3121 and ask, hey, if you believe in this $2 trillion, and why are there no caps in this thing? Why don't you cap it? Why is it unlimited? You must not believe in it. They're not going to be any savings. They're not going to be any. That's all nonsense. No cuts here.
There's the phone number right there. Okay, go, guys, write it down. 202-224-3121. To call your senator, and 202-225-3121 to call your House representative and tell them how you feel about it. And that does work. It does work when we put the pressure on. So let's put the pressure on and let's blast this from the rooftops everywhere you can. And go over to my social media. Go over to free, if you don't know where my social media is, go to Freedom Force Dot Live. Go to the social media right here and you'll see all the social media here. You can join any one of those places and share this information. Take a screenshot, post it on your Facebook, post it, send it out, text it, whatever, and just let people know what's really going on, that this is a bunch of lies. And yeah. So this whole, what he's saying is this is Pride Month. This is the month. It's not a coincidence that Pride Month, which is so completely frustrating to us, is also the same month as when we have this debt issue, because it's really demonic, y'all. Sorry to say that, but it is. It is clearly, it is their satanic trickery to just demoralize us. And the thing is, here we are. We are still standing no matter what they've done to us, and they keep pulling this baloney, but we still keep standing and we still keep fighting. A lot of people have left the battle, but here we are, and we're in this battle, and we're going to keep fighting until we win, and we're going to win. But and I'm going to read to you at the end of the passage about the chosen warriors. You were chosen for this, because you're just that hard-headed. I think that's why the Lord chose us, because we're tough as nails. We just won't quit, and we take a licking and keep on ticking. We just keep in here fighting and exposing. And the thing that we have to remember when all this happens is that the debacle with all the Target horrible, satanic stuff, and then this, which is in your face, cheating in your face, stealing from us in your face, that is the point is they know people are waking up. This causes people to wake up. This causes people to go, wait a minute, this is, they're stealing our country right out from under us. And this is what has caused people to wake up. Years and years, for years, they were doing all this, but beneath, behind the scenes, beneath our noses, we just didn't see it. And now it's so plain and obvious. And that's what lets you know this is the Great Awakening. All right. So, yeah. So definitely call and tell them we will never forgive you. We will overturn every stone to get you removed if you vote for this, for the selling out of our country. So I'm going to show you, but of course, President Trump did say, we're going to have to default. This fraud, it's going to, it will have to be defaulted because these people have just literally just stolen from us and our children and our grandchildren in perpetuity.
All nonsense, no cuts here. It's all, that's all optics. It's not even good optics. It's been shredded time and time again by Bob Good, by Russ Vogt, by many of the smartest guys around here, by the team over at FreedomWorks. Adam Brandon and the team. You've got the team at Heritage. You've got some of the teams I'm not particularly fond of, right? Some of these guys are the virulently anti-MAGA or anti-Trump. They're even shredding it because it's not. They treat you like idiots. So when you call today, say, hey, if this stuff was real, why don't you have a cap on it, Jim? Okay. Because this is.
All right. So, and the thing is, these people have gotten thrust into these positions where they feel that they can get away with it. Just like with Christopher Wray today, you know, he's being held in contempt of Congress. But the honest truth is, he just doesn't care because he's been put into that position to do whatever they tell him to do. He's controlled, just like McCarthy is controlled, just like all these people are controlled. Unfortunately, and I'm really sad about Massey. I thought that Massey was a MAGA. Clearly, he's not, and so. You know, they're in these positions, and if they get impeached, if they get removed, if they lose an election, it'll be a feather in their cap, and they'll get another position. We've seen that time and time again, right? So something bigger has to happen, and that's really what it's boiling down to us, is that these people need to be held to account for their crimes against our country. You know, even this is treason to indebt us in perpetuity. All right, yeah. So that's these people are controlled. So I'm all aggravated, and you know, and I know how it is with you guys too. You just like you fight so hard, and it gets so frustrating. So I just want you to always remember that this is a military operation. That we are. This is the Lord's plan. Yes, there's a military operation plan, but this is bigger than that. This is the plan of the Lord. This is the great awakening. There's no doubt about it. And I told you I was working on a little video for you guys because actually it's kind of something I'm really excited about. I'm hoping that you guys will help me to push this out there because you know, people need to know this, that because it's very discouraging when you see, you know, what's happening into our country, into the schools, into the corporations, and even they're talking about, you know, they're having a, you know, kind of what's happening in Target. They're doing this for the sports teams, and it's just can be very, very frustrating. And so your friends and family are maybe ready more than ever to hear the good news. You know, our job is to tell the good news of the kingdom. And so just for you, and just to remind you, there's, if you wonder, well, how do you know this is happening now? Because the Lord gave us this sign in the heavens. This is no doubt. This is the great day that the Lord told us to wait for and to watch for. And just like the wise men saw the Bethlehem star, the Lord gave us this sign from Revelation chapter 12, 1 and 2. This is not horoscopes. This is biblical astronomy. And why would the Lord put this in his word if he wasn't wanting us to watch for this sign, a great wonder in heaven, the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. This happened September 23rd, 2017. And right after that, we started to wake up. And this is no doubt the end times for them. That's the whole point. Anyway, I want to show you this very interesting post way back from January 18th, 2018, post 552. And so it's from, let me see if I have it, if I have a picture of it. I don't know if I have a picture of it. Probably not. Okay, I'm just going to let it play a little bit so you can see what it says. It talks about the storm is coming. And I feel it in my heart. I know you do too. This storm that you feel like, what is, you know, there's, it just can't continue on much longer because it's just that it's so outrageous. And we did complete the counting of the Omer. And people are like, oh, what's going to happen? Well, the biblically, what biblically happens is you have until the Day of Atonement for all the debts to be canceled and everything to be resolved so people can go home and be free, all the captives set free. And so that happens on the Day of Atonement is in September. Okay, somewhere in the fall, sometimes October, but anyway, in the fall. I'll look it up and find out exactly the date for you. But anyway, so this is that period, it would seem to me that it could likely be this stormy period when that all these things are being set right. So look at what happened here. Whenever President Trump posts something, it's got all these numbers in it. It's something to really look at. So he says 5 years ago today, it was my great honor. This is the one I just read to you before. So he's got the word five there. And then later on, he talks about 52. And so this is 5-5-2. Okay. Let me back up. Let me see. Okay. Now we're talking about a storm. Okay, talking about this great storm. And we're fighting for life. We're fighting for good. We are at war. This is war. So when things happen, don't be surprised at this war, because it's a craziness. Thankfully, it's not a tactile war where we're out, you know, shooting, you know, guns. Thank God it's a war where you can share information, truth bullets from your phone and from your laptop. But it is still daunting, but at least it's not like what they had told us, you know, nuclear war and all that. We are at war. Not everything will be clean. Scare, necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Patriots. Patriots Day. Have faith. You were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Protect and comfort those around you. That's our job. Where we go one, we go all. I'll be right back after the break, but I just wanted you to see this. You were chosen for this very important purpose, and we're going to defeat them. We are going to defeat them. So just hang on tight, and I'll be right back after the break.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Brightsea on TV. I'm Cash Patel, and you can get my new book, Government Gangsters, at governmentgangsters.com, and check out what we're doing at fightwithcash.com. As we were talking about all the time, it starts and happens at the local level, so please join up and sign the fight. And to everyone watching Brightsea on TV, I love your uncensored truth format. Please watch it, please help it grow, and we'll see you down the trail.
All right, Patriots. I just looked this up real quick while I was during the break, and it's talking about the motion to vacate. It looks like it doesn't take near as many votes. Anyway, so we'll see exactly what it is required. So it looks like it could be easier. And actually, someone just posted today, just now, and I just posted this on while I was at the break. Let me see if I can go back to it. That it says the House Freedom Caucus appears to be considering removing McCarthy as Speaker if he goes forward with the Biden national debt deal. Were the bill to go forward, would you file a motion to vacate the chair? And he says, I will let each member speak for themselves, but for me, I'm focused on defeating the bill. What happens post that, because this bill did get pushed to the House, to the floor, what happens post that and the agreements that we have, we will decide once we have determined the disposition of this bill and its finality. All right. So that would be an interesting turn of events if before they voted on this bill and they said we're removing him from being a speaker. Then we go back to square one, go back to this whole thing like we did in January with getting a new speaker. That would be fun. That would be interesting. So, anyway, I wish I remember how many votes are required and what it was, if it's just one person that can go up there and do it. Come on, Matt Gaetz, let's go. Anyway, if someone has the answer to that, post it in the comment section of that post that I just put out there. So we'll do a live discussion. Yeah. Anyway, post it and get the answer for me, somebody, and put that in the comment section over on my Telegram. Okay. Oh, this is going to make y'all so mad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to play this.
Hearing no request for further amendments, the questions on the motion to report. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed say no. No. The opinion.
Okay, so, yeah, in the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, blah, 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 whatever. So this is the Rules Committee, and they are the ones who could have put a stop to this from going to the House floor for a vote. And so it was actually really, really close. And I guess I was expecting the Rules Committee to have more patriots on it, but finding patriots in Washington D.C. in the Congress is like a needle in a haystack. So someone asks that they count the vote to see who, and let them speak up and say how they voted. So check this out.
In the chair, the ayes have it. As for roll call, Mr. Chairman, roll call has been requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Burgess. Mr. Burgess, aye. Mr. Rushenthaler.
Aye.
Mr. Rushenthaler, aye. Mrs. Fishbach.
Aye.
Mrs. Fishbach, aye. Mr. Massey.
Aye.
Mr. Massey, aye. Mr. Norman.
No.
Mr. Norman, no. Mr. Roy.
No.
Mr. Roy, no. Mrs. Houchin.
Aye.
Mrs. Houchin, aye. Mr. Langworthy.
Aye.
Mr. Langworthy, aye. Mr. McGovern.
No.
Mr. McGovern, no. Ms. Scanlon. Ms. Scanlon, no. Mr. Neguse?
No.
Mr. Neguse, no. Ms. Ledger Fernandez?
No.
Ms. Ledger Fernandez, no. Mr. Chairman?
6-6. What should
Okay, this guy ticks me off. whoever this guy is. Oh, yeah, he does a little snide, smart aleck, snarky look. You can just wipe that little look right off your face. Check it out.
Chairman?
6-6. What should I do?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, aye.
Whatever. Dude, you'll be sorry. You will be sorry eventually. I don't know when, but you will be. That's making me sick. So, yeah, they we're not able to stop it from going to this bill from going to the floor. So the next thing is Lauren Boebert is talking about putting amendments. If this is going to go before the House and be voted on, she wants to be able to add in amendments, and several other Patriots want to specifically, to try to fix it. And of course, likely they're going to stonewall her completely. So check this out.
Anti-deal that we are presented with. And so what I'm going to do in the Rules Committee, I have been making some demands to have an open rule. This is something that we fought for during the Speaker's race. So members of Congress could actually go to the House floor and offer amendments to legislation so we can have a voice on the bills that we're passing, that we're voting on. So I want an open rule here so we could go to the floor, and that's currently being discussed. I have sent in multiple amendments as have my colleagues.
Excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought we won that in the whole deal that was to make Martin McCarthy, you were one of the Magnificent Six. Didn't on that Friday night or Saturday, isn't that part of the deal?
This is
why is Lauren Boebert have to go back and testify on something I thought was a hard and firm part of that deal?
So the whole point of the speaker's race and having a motion to vacate a check and balance was because we know at any given time those rules can be suspended. And the House does not have to operate by those rules, that there are ways around those rules. And so this, at the speaker's request is what I've heard, this was to be a closed rule with no amendments allowed.
At his request.
That's what I'm told. Yes. The speaker's not told me that directly. But now we have members who are working in the Rules Committee, who sit on that committee, saying, let's look at these amendments and consider opening it up. That's the way it should be. I think that this is a violation of the rules that were made if it doesn't become an open rule and we get these amendments to the House floor.
So what point is it to have gone all through this? This is what John Fredericks was saying at the beginning. What point was it that we made all these stipulations in order for McCarthy to become speaker if he can just willy-nilly remove them? And that's what she's talking about. It's really, really... I hand it to these MAGA people because, like Lauren and Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy and all these who are fighting so hard. It is extremely, if it's frustrating to you and me, how hard, frustrating would it be for them up there? You just want to pull your hair out.
Floor. But I mean, some of the things that I'm looking for is, I want to rescind the unobligated COVID funds that we passed in the last Congress. That's $29.5 billion. Now, some of this COVID fund that they're COVID money that they're wanting to claw back, they're currently sending that over to Commerce, and they're just waiting to spend it on something else.
To another pool, another pool of capital.
Yes, it's not going to lower our debt.
There's no cut.
Right, it's just going to be spent on something different.
And so I really appreciate everything that she said. So that post is over on my social media also. So definitely go with freedomforce.live and you can go to find out all of my social media and follow all of it over there. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe on all of it. So here she, they're fighting so hard to try to fix what has been broken. It's like, why did we even go through all this, the time of writing this bill if you were just going to toss it in the bin? All right. So that's Matt Gaetz. Now, okay. So since my hair is on fire and I know yours is too, I want to remind you of biblically what is going on. These people know what they're doing. They're doing this on purpose. They're doing this to demoralize us to destroy our country financially. They're not even, we're at the precipice financially, and they are just letting us go right over the edge, and it's a destruction of our country. And so, yes, they're responsible, but it's also to remember that this is biblical. This is, the Lord knew we would get to this day, and that we're in a very biblical moment of where this is going to be resolved. And they're going to be removed. That's really what the Bible talks about. And also how they will not get away with anything. Look at this. Truly, God is good to Israel. When you think of Israel, don't think of little Middle East. Think of God's people. Israel, when you look in biblically, Israel is God's people, the ones who love God. Okay. Whatever your physical progeny, your history, ancestry, and all that, do you love God? Do you walk with God? Then you are an Israelite. Some of us by physical progeny, some of us by faith. Okay. That we've been grafted in and adopted in. I think a lot of us are more than we realize. Many of us are the lost tribes of Israel, but that's another story. Anyway, God is good to us. These promises in the Old Testament, this is in Psalm 73. These promises are for us. This is not just for just a small group of people. These promises, if someone says, oh, no, that's you're talking about, you know, the Jews. No, this is for all of us who have been grafted into God's family and are Israelites. This is what it talks about. I talk about this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I talk about who is true Israel. Okay, so definitely check in the book. And when you go over there, you can actually buy it for others. When you click right here, you buy for others. You can send the ebook to your friend or Kindle. All right, so it says, back to Psalm, but as for me, I almost lost my footing. Anybody feel that way? Almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. You know, that you're so envious. Well, like, how come we can't win like this? How come we can't? But we know that the reason they're winning is because of the treachery, because of the lies. They lie, bald-faced lies. I envied them when I saw them prosper, them win, despite their wickedness. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. It's like they get away scot-free. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. Like that little snarky attitude guy on the rules committee. He's wearing pride like a jeweled necklace. McCarthy is wearing pride like a jeweled necklace. And they clothe themselves with cruelty. They know what they're doing. I don't care what they're saying. They know what they're doing is lying to our face, lying to not only MAGA, but lying to all the American people, and destroying our economy, destroying our finances, destroying our children, putting them in debt servitude. They know that. They love just to put you in a position where you're hopeful that something's going to turn out good, and then to pull the rug out from underneath your feet. They think it's funny. It's demonic. It's demonic. It is. It's literally demonic. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and they speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They seek to crush others. That testimony of that FBI agent saying that they will crush you. They will crush you. It's intentional. These people, that's how they've risen to these positions of power, because they love to crush people. That is what they enjoy doing, because they're demonic. I'm sorry, but that's only demons would do that. Actually, I got to tell you something real quick. Last night we're watching Family Feud, and they have these crazy questions on there. This question, it says, you know, if you were in hell and doing a surgery, what would be part of that surgery? You know, what would they do for surgery in hell? No one got the number one answer. The number one answer is they wouldn't even give you anesthesia. How do you guys not know? It's because most people just don't think that. They can't imagine that. They can't think evil like that. Like, yeah, that's what they would do, is they would give you surgery, cut you without giving you anesthesia, because they would want you to be in pain. That's what they're doing with us on from the transgender to the COVID, to what they're doing to President Trump, to the election fraud, to this debt debacle. It's all to make us, to crush us, and to make us so frustrated. And, you know, look, and so the psalmist knows how we feel. They scoff and they speak only evil in their pride. They seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. What does God know? They ask. Does the Most High even know what's happening? Hey, God, we don't even worry about it because God isn't watching. We're able to get away with anything we want. Look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? Isn't that the way we feel sometimes? Have I fought this hard in this battle for no reason? Is this pointless? Am I just wasting my life? Okay, let's just be honest. Sometimes you just get so frustrated. I'm just going to shake it off, dust off, and stop fighting. Because if our country's going to fall to the enemy anyway, then why am I even fighting? I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. This poor psalmist, I know how he feels. And then listen to what he says. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper, but what a difficult task it is. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. This is what is happening, you guys. They are being exposed and they are proving themselves out as who they are, who they really are. Some of these that we have thought were good, and they've shown themselves to be part of this evil plan, this evil debacle. And God will send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed and completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. This is what is happening. Everything that they have plotted and they've schemed, it will come to nothing. It will come to nothing. Trust me on that. Trust the word of God on that. And it's all going to be just one little silly dream. It was like, you guys thought you were going to get us, and you didn't. You thought you were going to do all this to us, and you couldn't. This is the truth of God's word. We will be victorious. We will win, and they will lose. That's all there is to it. And so all these things that we see happening, it's so very frustrating. But we will win. We're going to get to this beautiful, beautiful days. And they'll be gone. The Bible says we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. Okay, I know if I ask for a show of hands, I know that's how a lot of you feel. I know. Raise your hand. Go ahead. Admit it. You've been torn up inside over this. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My heart may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Okay. All right. So I'll read the rest. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. All right, so I want you to see that. That is Psalm 73. So whenever you feel like you're ready to throw up your hands, don't throw up your hands, because you know why? You were chosen for this. This is Revelation chapter 14. I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of mighty ocean waves or the rolling of loud thunder. It was like the sound of many harpists playing together. Wow, what an amazing sound that must have been. This great choir sang a wonderful song in front of the throne of God and before the four living beings and the 24 elders. I explain all that in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So I'm not going to go into it now. But no one could learn this song except the 144,000 who'd been redeemed from the earth, who'd been hand-picked, hand-selected. These are the warriors. This is you and me. We are the ones who are in here fighting the battle of Armageddon. We're fighting the literal battle of Armageddon. It's not on a physical plane. It is an information war. It is a war where we fight with our laptops and our iPhones. They've kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They've been purchased from among the people on earth as a special offering to God and to the Lamb. They tell no lies. In other words, they tell the truth. We tell the truth, and nothing but the truth. They are without blame. And we are a special offering to the Lord. We are giving our days, our lives to the Lord as a special offering. And the bottom line is he's chosen us for this. And there's no, there's the gifts and the callings of the Lord are without, oh, what's the word? You can't take them back. They don't take them back. There, you know, this is a calling on your life that there's nothing to do except fulfill what God has called you to do. There you go. We're in it to win it, and we're in it no matter how long it takes. And then our Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, let's see. Oh, I've got to find the passage real quick. It says, verse 31. He will send out his angels. Okay, let me just go back. He will send out his angels with a mighty trumpet blast, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. The Lord chose you. He hand-selected you for wherever you're listening from, all over the world. You were hand-selected for this job. This is an amazing job that the Lord has given to us, and the reality is there's nothing that can stop us from fighting in this battle. No matter what anyone tries to tell us, we're going to keep fighting. So I want you to be encouraged and hear that and know the Lord has put them in a slippery, slippery slope, a slippery place. All right. So I wanted to show you, I found out that the Day of Atonement is September 24th, 2023. Okay. This year it's going to be September 24th. So we have the whole summer basically to get everything set right. This is in the biblical economy, you count the Omer in the springtime, and then over the summer you set, this is how Jubilee happens. Everything gets set right. And then if it's not set right by September 24th, then those who are have not paid back the debts that they owe or set the captives free, they are in big, big trouble. They're not forgiven for their sins. This is what Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is about, is fulfilling Jubilee. And we have 4 months to complete it. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that your promises are sure, that there's nothing can stop what is coming. And that we know that your promises are sure, they're yay and amen, and that no one can stop you. And we thank you that you have called us into this battle. You've told us exactly what to do each day, and that this is the role that you've given us to play. What a great honor it is. And we give you praise and we give you thanks that we will be victorious, and that you have set them in slippery places. They are exposing themselves, and they're going to be in serious trouble for what they have done. And we trust you. We trust your plan. We trust your timing. We trust all of it. We know that all of this is being used to awaken the people. And we just pray that you would use us today and to help someone else wake up and to realize what's going on and to join in the battle. We pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I got to get out of here. I'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on brighteon.tv.